Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. Let's come together tonight to pray for these urgent needs that we are facing, where our whole system of meeting together, worship, praise, glorifying the Lord, coming to the Word of God, have been put into a dangerous situation. Lord, we pray about this situation where we cannot meet together in any worthwhile way with the current restrictions. Lord, we pray for a way that we can move forward in faith. We pray for protection from the wiles of the enemy, of the devil, who would seek to lure us down the wrong pathway of concert-style performances by the few, internet meetings which are not truly assembling ourselves together upon one place, where we cannot do fully what we must do fully, to praise and to worship the Lord as one body of people, to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to praise and worship the Lord with our voices and together as one people. That we may praise and worship with our voices together as one people, both speaking and singing, prophesying, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Lord, that we might anoint with oil those that are sick and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lord, we can't do these things. We're restrained, we're restricted by the current situation. Lord, we stand against the work of the enemy. We stand against the work of the enemy, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you will deliver us from this situation so that we can go forward as the people of God. Don't let us be deceived, Lord, by the enemy offering alternatives which are going to lead us down a side alley, which are going to lead us down a blind alley. Lord, let us follow your word. Let us do what your word tells us to do, that we may join together, Lord, in true worship and true praise. I pray that, Lord, you will move in this country, you will move in our government, Lord, to bring that situation about where we can meet together as we, the people of God, should meet together and serve the Lord, our God. Oh, Lord, we pray, bring us into that situation where we don't have to shut the door because we're full up, because we can only get the few people in within the limits specified. Lord, it's not right that we should close the door on anyone. We should be open, that souls that are lost might come in, that souls that are lost might be saved. Lord, we pray you will lead us in those paths of righteousness, Lord, for your name's sake, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, tonight we bring before you members of our fellowship who have particular needs at this moment. And we pray for William and Rose Joy. We thank you, Lord, for the work that's been done in William's healing, Lord. And we thank and praise you that, Lord, things have improved. And we pray you will continue that improvement, Lord, that Rose Joy and William and Makendo might know your wonderful presence in their family and in their life. Lord, I bring before you tonight Sheila Barr. And Lord, I pray that the hospital and the medical teams will come to the correct decision for her next move, Lord. And Lord, we pray that whatever that decision is, Lord, it will be of you. Whether it's care, whether it's she's returned home, Lord, we just pray that you will rule in that situation, Lord. Sovereign Lord, have your way. Pray that Sheila Barr may be blessed by you, Lord, and her family, her daughter Sharon, Lord, and her other daughters, Lord, that they may be blessed knowing that she is in your care, Lord. Lord, I pray for Vigilo as she continues to work at the hospital, Lord. Continue to protect her from the virus as she works on those wards, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give her fullness of health, Lord, and completeness of health, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise your wonderful name. And we pray for all those in our fellowship, again, we bring them before you continually, Lord. Those that are working in hospitals and care homes and care situations, Lord. We pray for them that you will protect them and keep them, Lord. We pray for Lisa. We pray for Rose Joy. We pray for Shane. We pray for Vigila. We pray for Grace and Kenneth and Abby. Lord, we pray for Henry, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord. Surround them, Lord, with your protection, we pray. Keep them safe from all harm in Jesus' wonderful name. And Lord, we pray tonight as we come in this time together that, Lord, you would work a wonderful miracle in our nation, a wonderful miracle amongst Christian communities, Lord, one that we shall not be led astray or deceived by demonic or devilish alternatives which might seem to work. But Lord, we want to stick close to your word. We want to do what your word tells us to do. Lord, we want to be together, and we want to come together to praise and to worship you, to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit freely, Lord, in Jesus' name, to glorify your wonderful name and to be able to sing your praise and glorify your name, to lift up our voices and to give you the praise and glory, Lord. And surely, Lord, as we move in your word, if we move in the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, you will keep us, protect us, Lord. We pray that, Lord, the government shall make the right decisions, Lord, for us, that, Lord, we may continue in your way, in your word, and in the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you, Lord, for providing all our needs thus far, Lord. And you will continue, Lord, to provide those needs. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord who died for us, who went to the cross of Calvary for us, to cleanse us from all our sin and to bring us that forgiveness and cleansing. Lord, you rose again, gloriously victorious over death and over all the works of the enemy. And Lord, you're reigning supreme. And we pray tonight, Lord, sovereign Lord, in these current situations, sovereign Lord, reign in us. We pray in Jesus' name, be glorified. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And tonight, if you have prayers, bring them now before the Lord. Give him the praise, give him the glory. And when you have finished praying, then just click on the closing button, closing prayer.